a Rayo Original Podcast.
Alexa, play the Sunday Rose.
That's how you actually talk though, Pete.
Wow. My dream has always been to be a cowboy.
Like one of the YMCA men. You don't want to roll over in the morning and a guy go, oh God, what are you doing today? Oh, I was going to head down to that Bad Bunny lookalike competition. A world happiness report has been released.
I don't know what the lowest country on the happy list is, but wherever that is, I think I'd fit in. The highlight of my 2026 is probably going to be tonight.
What's happening tonight?
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast podcast with me, Pete Wicks, and Olivia Atwood. It's basically all the bits we don't get a chance to talk about on the radio and a little bit more. Liv, where have you been?
Where have I been? Gosh, how long have you got? I mean, the main thing that stands out, I've been in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that would stand out. It's not every
day. Yeah, it has. That was fun for my River Island collection. Took some gals out there to basically just party, throw it down, NYC style.
Do you know what? I've never been to New York. I've said this to you so many times.
You would love it.
Is it that good?
It's great.
Always looks amazing when you go, and you go sort of every couple of weeks.
I go a lot, don't I? It is a great city. Like, the vibe, I think, on the East Coast is very similar to London, but I think potentially they actually know how to have fun even more than us.
No.
London can be a little bit serious, I think, but I think in New York, everyone's up for a good time.
Okay, sounds like I actually need to go then.
Yeah, I know.
You did a bit of radio out there.
I did. I was a guest, didn't host. I would never host without you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I did a little bit of radio, a couple of podcasts, you know, just getting about.
What's the difference between radio here and radio there?
They talk more. The station I was on is more talking than music.
Less music.
It's like a lot of pop culture, talked about like...
Oh no, I wouldn't get
celeb gossip. Yeah, you'd be well out your depth, mate.
Yeah, absolutely wouldn't
get
that.
You would not be able to bring much
whatsoever
to the combo, I don't think.
I had loads of fun whilst you're away.
What did you get up to?
I basically just worked and walked the dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been quite a dull week, I'm going to be honest with you.
Did you not get out?
No, not really.
Did you miss me when I was gone?
Of course I did. It wasn't the same without you.
Well.
And, annoyingly... It was kind of the week before something I've been very excited about. In fact, the highlight of my 2026 is probably going to be tonight.
What's happening tonight?
I am going to settle in at home with the dogs and watch the new Peaky Blinders film.
You're a Peaky Blinders fan, yeah?
I'm a massive Peaky Blinders fan, and it's actually the only series that I've ever watched as it happens. So I've been waiting for this film to come out. I've heard mixed reviews, people saying that it's not quite as good as the series, which disappoints me.
Fair.
There's someone in the studio right now who's told me it's slightly disappointing, which is just trying to put a dampener on my night. Please don't do that, because I am genuinely really excited. Excited?
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Are you a Peaky Blinders fan?
Get into, like, comfy clothing. Are you going to watch it in your jeans?
I'll watch it in my jeans.
You're a freak.
I don't understand
the
big problem with this. Right, okay, so basically, when I get dressed in the morning, that is the clothes I wear until bed.
Oh, jeez.
So quite often what I'll do is I'll sit on the sofa in jeans and I don't even take my shoes off.
Guys,
and I just watch TV.
Please back me up. That's mental. Anything else that you've watched recently?
Yes, I'm taking a little break from something that I've got into this week.
Okay.
And I fear you're going to take the mick out of this as well. Yellowstone.
Yes.
You know about Yellowstone, Kevin Costner.
People always draw comparisons between me and Beth.
You and Beth Dutton. I can see it.
Why?
Because she's unhinged.
I think it's because she's got a fringe. A what?
She's great.
She's unhinged?
No, I didn't say that. I said she's great.
Oh, okay.
She's
I've
great.
Not watched
she's
it.
Sassy. You don't mess with Beth Dutton.
Well, fine. You don't mess with Liv Atwood either. So what
well, exactly. See, there's the comparisons. But also, it's just kind of living vicariously through them because my dream has always been to be a cowboy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just feel like I like the aesthetic. I like the idea of living in a ranch.
Is it just the outfits, Pete?
No.
You could just do that and be like one of the YMCA men.
No, I just like the idea. I've got a range of cowboy hats at home.
You do indeed.
But it's just not acceptable to wear them in London. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine it'll go down well. But the aesthetic's really good.
Do you even like horses?
Love horses. Love all animals.
Cows?
Like, sorry?
Cows?
Love cows. Love all animals. Do you know what I mean? Like, the idea of just being in, like, Colorado or somewhere like that and kind of just being
a
cowboy.
How are you going to pursue this dream?
I don't know, because it's a long commute from Colorado to here.
It really is.
Yeah, I just really like the idea of being a cowboy. I think it would be great. But I have no one to really talk to Yellowstone about because everyone finished watching it years ago and doesn't really care because it actually finished 2 years ago.
Oh, right. So and you really are late.
Well, this is my problem, is I don't really get into the hype when things are on, other than Peaky Blinders and Line of Duty.
I think you resist the hype because I think you think it makes you, like, individual.
Well, it makes me individual, and also it means that
it
I don't
does,
have to...
It does, I was being sarcastic.
Oh. Well, it just means
you've
I
been
don't
like, I don't like Love Island. It doesn't make you cooler than people that like it.
No, I know it doesn't. Listen, I'm not saying that I'm cooler than people, but I'm cooler than people. And the thing is, like all these things, it means that people like discuss them, don't they? Like when something's on in real time, everyone discusses it.
Wouldn't you like to be part of the conversation?
No, I don't like being part of any conversations, actually. Hey. The less I speak to people, the better. There's one that I'm desperate to watch, and I feel like now is the time to do it because no one really talks about it anymore, and it's supposed to be the greatest show that's ever been on TV. Breaking Bad.
You've never watched Breaking Bad?
I've never watched Breaking Bad.
It's incredible.
I might add that to my list of things.
Incredible.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to enjoy it.
Like that and Homeland are two of the best series I've ever watched.
Never seen Homeland.
Gosh.
What's Homeland about?
Homeland Security, funny enough. Like in the States.
Got you.
It's one of the best series I've ever watched. So, and there's loads of them.
Is that finished now then?
Yeah, it's very, very finished.
So no one really talks about that, so I can probably watch it. I'm clear.
Okay.
Okay, nice.
So you've got your TV sorted for the next 2 years.
But also, the biggest problem when you have things like this, like Homeland or Breaking Bad or even Yellowstone, there's like 5 or 6 series and like 8, 9 episodes per series. So that's like 8, 9 hours per thing. I get fixated on things. So I literally drill them. So like I don't sleep. I'll be watching for like 6, 7 hours straight. I could do a series in one sitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. So I'm going to take a Yellowstone break tonight and watch Peaky Blinders.
You let me know how it goes.
And then after Peaky Blinders, I'll probably get back into Yellowstone, which is weird, going from Birmingham gangsters to sort of cowboy gangsters.
Yeah.
If you like.
Okay, Pete. So a World Happiness Report has been released. Have you seen this?
Was I at number one on that? So happiest man in the world?
They ranked nations on their happiness of their residents.
Okay.
And do you want to know what the happiest nation on earth is for the 9th year in a row?
9th year?
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's Finland.
Finland?
Yeah.
Is the happiest place in the world?
9 years in a row, voted.
I've been to
people
Finland.
People that live there. And?
Didn't make me happy.
What were you doing there?
Well, it's a bit of a weird. I was doing undercover work on a fur farm.
That probably wouldn't give you that much joy, would
it? Yeah, it's probably why it wasn't particularly happy. But happiest place in the world. Do you think going to Finland on a holiday would make me happy?
I think you have to live there to get the true happiness.
Right, okay.
Because this is like from the people that live there.
Right, okay. So it's a very happy place to live.
Do you know what England was?
Oh, I don't know. What's the lowest number possible?
29.
29? Okay, all right, so not great.
USA, a reasonable 23rd.
Okay, well, you've just been in the USA. Did you find New York happier than London?
I'm happier in New York than London.
Okay,
and I'm
fine.
A very patriotic person, and I love London, but New York brings me more joy, ATM. But then I think it's because I'm just, like, getting away.
Yes, I get it.
Ireland, 13th.
Ireland's a great place.
Basically, it's the second year in a row that no English-speaking countries are in the top 10.
To be fair, if you speak English generally, our favourite thing to say is that we are miserable. Yeah, it's moaning, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the language.
If you had to leave tomorrow and live in another country, where would you go?
Oh, it's a good question, you know.
Quickly.
I know Finland's supposed to be really happy, but I wouldn't choose Finland at all. I'd probably go with somewhere really out the way, Fiji.
You'd live in Fiji?
Yeah, just like island life, like love it. Yeah, I'd be there for that. What about you?
Probably the States.
Would you?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I can see why they're happier than us, because it's one of my least favourite things is like anything you do in like Americans, have a nice day, like leave me alone. Do you know what I mean? Go away.
Mm.
It's a bit positive for me. You know, I love to sort of wallow in negativity.
Of course. Yeah, we wouldn't want anyone to, God forbid, to interrupt that. I know
no,
how special it is for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. I've lived 37 years miserable. Why would I change it now?
I don't know if you could.
Actually, do you know what? Well, I don't know what the lowest country on the happy list is, the most miserable country, but wherever that is, I'd probably live. I think I'd fit in.
I've just seen, Pete, that there was a lookalike contest held in New York last week for Bad Bunny lookalikes. So, like, lads who think they look like Bad Bunny could rock up and be judged on how much they look like him.
There's a lot of these lookalike contests.
They're going on
there
all the time. And I just think, like, lads, you complain you can't get a girl. This participating in stuff like this is, I'm going to help you out. You don't want to roll over
thing,
in the morning and a guy go, oh, God, what are you doing today? I was going to head down to Soho to that Bad Bunny lookalike competition.
That's such a
good
point.
You're putting your underwear back on. What competition would you enter, though?
If there was a lookalike competition, there's only one that I would get out of bed and go to, and I think I'd have a really good chance.
Go on.
Lord Farquhar.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say, like, you know the baddie from Oliver Twist, Fagin?
Wow. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Yes. Eh?
Nice. I like it. What about you?
Obviously, the Margot Robbie lookalike competition, Jennifer Aniston, anyone exceptionally beautiful.
Right. Okay. Got you. And if you were going to do one of these kind of contests, who would you like to judge it?
I think it'd have to be people that know our face really well.
So for me, Sam Thompson.
Fine. For me, glam team surgeons.
Got ya. Liv, did you see this week Alexa has introduced a feature to your speaker? You know, like the smart speaker where you can chat and ask Alexa to play Kiss.
Right.
Guess what the new feature is?
Go on, I don't know.
Essentially, Alexa will now speak to you using UK slang, so it has a more relaxed feel.
Oh, so it's more like sort of slang words.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Yes, darling. So, for example...
But what if you don't understand them?
Well, you can teach it, basically. We can teach Alexa things
I don't
now.
Know many.
For example, if you wanted to connect to your phone, you'd be like, Alexa, connect to the blower.
The blower?
The
what
phone.
What if it connected to the leaf blower?
That's
and
a
then
good
it was
question.
Just blowing stuff all around your house?
Okay, I wasn't expecting this reaction from you. Oh. Leaf it out. Sorry, that was really awesome.
You're so old, aren't you?
I am
actually
getting quite old.
The dad jokes are coming through thick and fierce.
So if it's going to be more relaxed, ask Alexa to play Sunday Roast on Kiss in the most Essex way possible for me. Go on, do it for me.
I would just say it like that.
Alexa, play the Sunday Roast.
That's how you actually talk though, Pete.
Wow.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast. Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Taylor Swift spotted sneaking into an after party at the Oscars last week.
Sneaking in?
Yeah. What,
like, she was obviously invited, but trying to go in undetected.
I don't think Taylor Swift would gate crash in a party.
No, I don't think she probably needs to, does she?
I'd like to see how she snuck in by climbed a fence. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, of course.
Have you?
Yeah. Like, do you know, it was more, like, I would do a lot of sneaking in, sneaking out, like, you know, when I was a teenager at home.
Yeah.
Got to climb up fences.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of windows.
I think that's the difference between you and I, is I've never had to do any sneaking because people invite me to parties.
Oh.
This is something that I've read this week, which I think is very U-coded.
Yeah.
So Brits are ditching trendy AirPods for the wired headphones.
100%.
Sales have surged by 20% as stars including Harry Styles, Emma Watson and Charlie XCX have been seen with them. But you've always been doing
always
the wired headphones
wired.
Thing.
My ears are too small to support a AirPod. It's true
very,
fact.
Yeah, very weird. She's got ears like a little tiny mouse.
So I have to wear the wired ones. Plus, they look trendy, so win-win.
Do you know who is probably miserable at the minute?
Who, darling?
Banksy.
Well, I don't think so, because I think he's engineered this.
Do you think? Well, after 30 years, he's just suddenly decided to just...
Yeah, because basically, Banksy's identity has been revealed after 30 years. He's 51-year-old Robin Gunningham. But the thing is, over the years, there's been a lot of, like, speculation around who he is and, like, near misses. He could have not admitted it's him. He could have carried it on. I almost think he's got to the point where he's like, yeah, do you know what?
What, do you think he's just fed up with, like, trying to hide?
Yeah, he's always like, Joe, I've done all these, like, cool doodles. Actually, I want some credit.
Yeah, he's kind of been like the artistic Mask of Zorro for a long time. Like,
yeah,
no one's,
my God, what a film.
No one's... A great film.
Great film.
No one's quite known, like, who he is, and now it's kind of out there. I feel a little bit sad about it, if I'm honest with you. Mm. But also, since his identity's been revealed, his artwork pieces are going down in price.
Interesting.
Yeah,
obviously. They're still in the millions.
Still in the millions, yeah. So it's
so
not, you know...
he's still going to take home a decent paycheck, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not been... It's not bad. But do you think it should have remained a mystery? What do you think?
It's his choice. I think he wanted to be known.
You reckon he's just fed up?
Maybe it's time for him to sort of stop living in the shadows.
So you reckon, could this be the end of Banksy now then? Do you think he'll retire now that there's a mystery? Is that it? Are we not going to see any more Banksys? Have you ever seen a Banksy?
Yeah, I've seen one.
They are great.
Yeah. Have you ever had a reveal in your life that's disappointed you?
Every time I watch The Masked Singer.
Okay.
Yeah. Any disappointments in your life?
When I found out that it wasn't adopted, I'm just weird.
Right, okay. Talking of people revealing themselves... King Charles has revealed himself to be a DJ.
Well, a trainee DJ.
A trainee DJ, yeah. He's just sort of an apprentice, if you like. So King Charles has had to go on the decks in Manchester at a charity event. What do you think about King Charles DJing? I feel like I don't think he'd be great at it.
No.
Because there's lots of buttons, lots of close things together, and he's got fingers like baguettes. So
they're sausagey, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
chunky.
So I just feel like he'd struggle. Maybe he'd need like a custom set of decks, do you know what I mean, with everything a bit more spaced out. You know when you get them people and they can't read, so their text on their phone is huge.
Mm.
He'd kind of need that in DJ deck form.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be turning it into a career anytime soon. Me, on the other hand...
is it kind of inspired you to...
I've been inspired for like 4 years. It's not got round to it.
No, you've...
Like other things have taken priority.
Yeah. So do you think this is your time now?
I reckon maybe this summer, if I could try and find a bit of time, I'd like to have some lessons.
Right, okay.
What would your DJ name be?
To be honest with you, I'd probably go with something like just DJ Pete.
Oh.
It's very me, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what else you could...
Or maybe just DJ.
Do you know what? Actually, yeah, maybe I have to be DJ.
Yeah.
Or just DJ DJ. What do we think?
Do you know what I think what it is, if I'm honest, guys? I don't know if I actually want, if it's the music. I think I just kind of want to be in the club all summer. I like being in the booth.
I can imagine you in King Charles's DJ booth.
Yeah,
just in
I
the
can
background,
imagine
just
me
waving
too.
Your hands in the air. And
me
just...
and Camilla just throwing it down in the back of the booth.
I think that would be great. I would love to see it.
Fire in the booth.
Fire
it would be,
in the booth.
To get the,
I would absolutely love that. That's an image that I would like to see this year
in well, look,
Ibiza.
Weirder
you never
things
know.
Has happened. This world, this year is very weird. Anything could happen. He's I mean, got,
well,
anything.
There's a couple of months before kind of the Ibiza season starts. You know, if he keeps on with the practice, he could get himself a little residency.
Are you ready to return to Ibiza?
Of course.
I'm literally unpacked.
What, for Ibiza?
Yeah, the minute someone calls it on, I'm going straight to the airport. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, I'll walk to the airport.
I mean, we're getting to the age now where, you know, we've done Ibiza for a number of years, but it just doesn't...
It gets better now.
The novelty just doesn't wear off, does
I'm
it?
I'm having more fun in Ibiza now than I did when I was 18.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
I've got more money.
If you had a nightclub, Liv, what would you call it?
Olivia's.
Nice, yeah.
Very original, but I just think it's
How
a good
How did you come
name.
Up with that?
It's just a twist on my name. I'm Olivia.
Got you.
Or Olivia's house.
Olivia's house. Yeah, I like it. That's good. Do you know what I'd call mine?
Can't now though, can I?
I would be the top DJ there. It would be DJ Pete performing at Pete's.
Nice. Yeah. So this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good thing that we're not in the creative side of this industry because our ideas are awful, dude.
I do feel like people's names and that are a bit silly nowadays, though. Everyone just has to go a little bit out there. Like, I struggle. I know we do the radio and that, but sometimes I have to ask people how to pronounce people's names because...
There's a lot of the singers and DJs. They're just, it's like...
Well, yeah, I just think, why have you called yourself, like, you know...
Minky and Moorgrab?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, half of them sound
Our
like...
DJ name would be Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
I'm Pinky, Pete's the Brain.
Yeah, obviously.
It's only because your head's big, though.
Well, yeah, and you're tall and lanky.
See, he has to take it like a little bit too far, doesn't he? Make it unsavoury.
Are there any other side quests you'd like to take on?
Kind of like feel like I'm doing my side
quests. I don't think you have any time for any more side quests.
No, I think if there was anything I could do, like I'd like to, I don't know.
It's tough, isn't it?
Like sometimes I have the urge to do like some extreme sports.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just to kind of feel something, like jump out an aeroplane or maybe like go deep sea diving or maybe like touch a live alligator.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Just like things that make me feel alive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely. I completely
get it. Do you ever
get
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What
all the
I
time.
Do, so you like be a cowboy?
Yeah, that would be my side quest.
You can borrow my sister's horse if you want. We'll take some pictures of you.
Job done. There you go. I'd absolutely do that. I mean, I think it would be great. You know, I can just do sort of like radio and podcasts and that during the week, and then the weekends I can just like...
Ride a dressage pony.
Yeah.
And like, in full cowboy gear.
Yeah, and just lasso things, wear leather chaps. What a side quest that is.
I have chaps. They've got no butt in them.
Yeah, I don't think they'll suit me. Well, whilst Liv and I think about what our side quests will be, we're going to leave you to think about your side quests, I think.
Why don't you email us and tell us? We don't have an email, actually. Don't bother with emailing.
Yeah.
Write a comment on one of the KISS socials. I dare ya.
Yeah, and tell us what your favourite side quest to do would be. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood, Sunday Roast, the podcast. A Rayo Original Podcast. Rayo.